Well, sorry, there's a Tosis in the Sefer Sanhedrin, which you have to analyze a bit. We set up Pshat and Tosis in Sanhedrin, which is the accepted Pshat by everybody else, except for Chaim Moses. It seems to have a different Pshat here in Achiezer. But that's, I think, the first thing we should do is turn to the Tosis itself and see what they say. Tell us the Tosis Sanhedrin, Albiya. So let's see it here at the same time. Hitch of the Pirush Rashi. The Havi Sham Krod the Bo Pratla Misasek. Because of the Kosha Lomali the Shmuel with Misasek the Shabbos, Tama the Lechus Mach Shabbos, Tebel Emi Bo. We've been spending a whole 3 days on this topic. The Tirtzu of Yesh Lom. Homecoming. The Shabbos Potter Afal Pisha Nene Mishim Lechus Mach Shabbos. Whoa. Whoa. What does that mean? Tirat Tosis Nira, Shalokan Devi Aran Perigin Anosh Shevenu Liel, Vadaka Bechalov and Varayas, Armina Shekenene, Velov Bashar Anos. Because Tosis is suggesting over here, Shenene Melechel Shabbos, Shiplai Shekenene. Viafka Melechel Shabbos, Mashkachas La Anos Aguf, Kobegavna de Blios and Haino Anachosa, Komoko, Zelo Mikmi Shekenene, then I know Etzema Avera, Kobechalov and Varayas. This is the Pasha telling, like everyone said. But you recall, this is what the Tal and others suggested, that Tosfos is a different approach, B'chlal, the whole idea of Shekenene. Quote the Kilus Yaakov spoke about it. Now, so the Poshup Shem in our Tosfos is that our Tosfos disagrees with the traditional Pshat that says Shekeinen applies to Averis where the Anah is the Averis, like Chalavim and Arayis. But by Shabbos, no one can say the Anah is the Averis. You can find the case where it is a Anah. That's a simple shot that not only does he, we saw that in the Snipler, the Maram says it, and Tosis over here, the Chasam Sofer says it in the Sefer Shabbos, and the Afayim Beis. If you recall, based on that, we had suggested that two Anah is considered to be a kavana, not considered to be a maestro, as a struggle there. But a nupshat, he has a nupshat. What's his shot? Watch this. Oh. What he says? Chirishna. Hochanami Yeshlomar, Kevon Shanasa Eze Tikun, Choshib Nene. Lo nifta mitzad misasek. Rabbi said, "Melechus machshavas." A whole new pshat in the word nene. We always thought that meant physical pleasure, chalav and arayis. We thought pshat toast and Shabbos was in the case of chilul Shabbos where there happens to be some physical anah attached to it. No, you have a whole new pshat completely. When toast over here, potter avu bishenene, mishum lechus machshavas. All he means to say is something totally different. He says even though a certain tikkun was done, he's still yipotim mishem alevas machshavas. Agla mitzvahs lav dehonus dibnu. Yikomaz and bezeh kemen shenima v'nech tva'orla choshev nene. Shemeklolos v'lechas Shabbos choshev nene. A whole new pshat. Wow. Kalifim machshavas l'takon oya nene. V'lifti mitzvahs asik. A whole new pshat, a radical new pshat in the words of our Tosfos. Again, that we spoke about a while ago. Now, Rabosai, yesterday we saw another tshuva. I think we saw this, correct me if I'm wrong. Tshuva Svan Hogas. Pretty sure we saw this. Rav Sternberg, Shalita. Chelek Dalet, Simon Kuf Tzadi. We spoke about the person who has this. We have to make it bigger or it goes by itself?
Okay.
So if you, those who were here, remember a person, this is the chazer very briefly, a person eats toloyim by mistake, and a Mistral Salante wrote a letter to Rabbi Kiv Eger, what's the problem? It's misasik. It didn't even answer, wonder why not? Shlomo Megas said he's afraid to insult the local rabbi in It's a lot. But the real answer is quote the Kivei Lashita. So Avadas and Aver, he held that what? Remember? That Miss Asik is a Maisaver in Simon Chav, a Simon Ches, in the Chumas of the Kivei. So Rav Sternberg writes, the Rambam sounds not that way. Not that way, and a push of Pshat. But here's what I wanted to show you today, which we didn't discuss last time. Uvetumus meis, shadinu shakohen sheyoshen, tzrichim lahayiro, your derish einbeis, shin einbeis. Hainem meis ha'isu tumah ein tzorach meisa kadeh lavor. V'chein b'chometz b'shusu ki nisur anol ha'bgir b'kega. Why Rabbi Kiga calls it Yedivir ha'makor chayim zatzal, shepirish kenim dochak. Adirab, hasvarnos bu eres v'sasek ha'mehetter. Lo v'dikal ha'shoge. She v'sasek lo v'skav v'lezeh ha'vikinasim melev lo v'yoto. Or Balyro by Yemotze, or a coin becoming Tome, Shap and Ptur Misasek, Chemetum of the Kalayim, and Ptur Misasek. So he's so far, Rav Sternberg is really, Baruch Hashem, coming out hard, like the Mekor Chaim, that's the Shita which we prefer. Everything's Gavaldic, against Chumash of Mekivege. Fine. So far, so good. Here is like this. Nira Chiddush God. Afim no mashim is asiku potteru mutter kevan shlo niskaven ade udloka b'kivege abo yitochen kishe motzu ito loim v'havale lemeidak v'lo diek ein olav p'tur mis asik. You should have checked, you didn't check, you're not a misasik. Shakula b'misasiki kemer shlo yodah sh'olo likon sh'olo. L'chein ha'masa einu nechshem sh'olo. Avok sh'yodah sh'motzui v'helim ayin b'tikva, we call it wishful thinking. Sh'yochal hetev lo yikoshel. Dino rakishoge v'lo ki misasik. Avik ketobet v'a mitzvah. V'kavina lo misasik v'mikobakam kol sh'lo osa mitzvah nechshel v'yisvah chayev kaporo. I think it's a very logical point that Rav Sternberg was making. Yes?
So all those cases in the Gemara about, like, when you thought it's Talish or something, like, you have to check beforehand, it's not
Well, let's discuss that. Let's discuss that as a matter of fact. Let's go slowly. Watch. Om the Mimlohoya Sibu Lachshla Toloim Klal. He bought Bodek. Bodek says, no Toloim. Yochel Bolo Bidika, the Hakatan is Barash Ayu Toloim. Near Bemish is a Masaska Mutter. Vim ki Dovers El Chidish Godol. Look in Tosis Shabbos, I am Gimel, Amanalatim Maskel Elon. Shem Tor, Vishte Behemoth, Vishkute Chutz. Lo Nikra Masasek. He made a mistake. He thought one was Chulin and one was Kotchim. He goofed it up. He's not called a Masasek. Why? I'm a Samech, Pregal, Michel Shabbos, Alachaches, Dali, the Havalel is Bone and Veleda. When the two behemoths miss, open your eyes and decide, figure out which one is which. You just didn't bother. That's not called an assassin. The gam kanu motzu yoheloli is boning. You should have checked it out. Since there are very often there are bugs in this kind of vegetable, you have no right to be a wishful thinking and assume that there are no bugs there. You should have checked. Uva Shabbos matzinu. Shem shokach mahotzi nechshav misasek. You saw that yesterday. You say it every single Friday, they'll say this to Ashkenaz. Then came the Chora name of She'ena Misasek. Nirim. The cave of Shemotu Sheshochach Viose Adayin Nikra Misasek. Albamini Machal Shemotu Vem Toloi Hadova Yodua V'chayel Ulivdo V'lo Bodak Ein Dino Kim Misasek. Rav Sternberg is correct. The Lord Bikivega maybe disagreed with him. And the Makor Chaim is correct. A person has no asoga that he has any chametz. He assumes he has no chametz. Turns out he has chametz. So he's considered to be chayev because Ms. Asek would also be chayev. He's only a meiser. But if any act which needs a meiser, not his meiser. That's only if you have no reason to assume there was a problem. If you were aware that there's a problem and you didn't bother checking for it, then you're not considered to be in the category of Misasek, rather you're a shogeg. And here's a fascinating comparison. Until then we're talking about bugs and vegetables. You know, as critical as it is, there are many lavim involved, but you know, we can talk about that without any, how should I say it, the best possible way, any additional overtones of meaning. Watch this now. The Ayinu Shvuas Yudchesen and Beis, Shesamuch Levesta, Allah is if a woman is expecting a period, and a man may not live with his wife for that period of time, who rock with the Rabbanah. That's what most poskim hold. It's an asmachta, that if a man lives with his wife before she's expecting her period, it's not an Issa D'oraisa. Umikomakom, Su Eina Anusa, V'chayeves Karban. What'll happen if in the middle of the bia she starts to bleed? So she's going to be chayev in a karban. Why? By Din Torah, she's permitted to live with her husband at that time. Some of the best is the Rabbana. The answer is, but she should have checked herself. She should have checked herself internally. Presumably, she would have found by that time that the blood was there. And therefore, if she found it afterwards, she has chayev a karban because she should have checked. Wow. 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 So I'm going to give you my pshat. Give you my pshat, Rabbosai. Where is the cutoff? Very nice. You have to check. So we have a famous yisod, goes back to the Ramban, the beginning of Chulin. Amir tamatzui, you're required to check. Amir chenamotzui, you're not. There are 18 trefes. We check for one. Hole in the lung, because that's common. The other 17 we don't check for. To this day we don't check for them. Why? They're uncommon. What's the cutoff point in raw numbers? So it's generally assumed like the Mishnah of Yaakov, 10%. We looked the other day, we saw estimates range from 3-4% to 40%. Rivosh, close to Machzah. So with the kids and immigrants, so we don't know exactly. We'll assume 10%. So just draw that number. So therefore, Lanier's diet, what he's saying over here is, if it's more than 10% chance of something happening, you're required to do a bedikah and you didn't, you're not a Misasek, you're a shogeg. So the assumption over here is that if the woman, in some of Levesta, has more than 10% chance that Tifros needs a tafta, she can become a need in the middle of the beer. And therefore, there had to be a check. But if it's less than 10% chance, I'm just using that number as a cutoff based on the Mishnah of Yaakov, so then you don't need a kapara. You wouldn't need a kapara for a beer with an adida there. It's very important. The guys are going to get married or are married. It can happen in the course of a long marriage that one day it turns out that the couple lived together, had the gummer, and she turned out she was an adida. How do we know she was an adida? Let's say the man finds something on himself. So he's pretty sure that she was an adida before they were together. He had to pull his hair out and do tshuva, do kapara. It's always good to do tshuva, never against tshuva. But a pikir adin, if it was not a time when it was a chiyuv of bedika, just happened as a fluke, there's no chiyuv of kapara. Because he was an honest, he was doing a mitzvah, and he had no reason to assume there's going to be any problem. So that's what he's saying over here, to be a chenamotsu. Where do you find this? Look at Shulchan Aruch Yerodea. Again, now we're back to Macholas Asuras. So Macholas Asuras, you understand, is less emotionally charged than Isa Nida. But still, the same logic should apply, that if it requires, if it is a miut, again, hamatzui, was a chiyuv b'dika, you didn't do a b'dika, Rabosai, a kapara is required, but if it's a miut and hamatzui, then the pshuto, it doesn't require any kapara. That's the posh of shot. Now, where do you, he says, Shimsha Mirzadam, Shalom Bishas Vesta! She'enom Hashemim Klal! Not their fault at all, it's a mitzvah. Vlotzara kapara betainis osi gufim, no kapara is necessary. Mikomakom, sof uvda, shenichshalu, vloshom rolabi ha-shamayim, mochicho she'enom maspik mitzvahs v'masim tovon hagadol. That's very nice. That's a very nice, a moral and ethical point, which is always try to look at ourselves, we have to need improvement. I'm 1,000% behind this. But not, it should be consumed by guilt. That's the problem. People are consumed by guilt in today's world. No. He says, Beferish, Einam Hashem im klal. Not guilty at all. You want to do tshuva, lubo masim tovim, I give you my bracha. He says, look at Panamiris, quoting Pisrei Tshuva, Yeredeya, Choftes. I don't know. I mean, should we look at the Panamiris? Let's see what he says over here. Shem nichshav achilas trefes, lo tzara kapara lachiloso bosom trefes, shem tzara benigas onesu. I just told you. We don't check the 17 out of 18 benigas of trefes. The Varenu b'midi d'achilas HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo shomer oso v'nichshav. I can tell those the couples also after the tshuva. Very nice. We should all do tshuva. We all do tshuva. Everyone should do tshuva. But it says we're feverish over here. The what? Lo tzarech kapara. That's very important. Take a look in Pisrei Tshuva if you can see if we can find this. Okay. Because when he calls it over here, okay, we'll see if we can find it. Look at Parmiris, Chelibes, and the Malach. Echad she'ochal of, v'chakach motzibo echad miyutches trefes. She'en tzara kapor ma'ashochal, davi ones. What's the Mishnah? Psochim, it says in Beitzah. Okay, so that, I guess since you have to agree, let's take a look. Let's press the button in green. See if it works. The shalt, here it is. Guy had it, he found a trefa. What's the story? Nozach of Gimel. V'lo yodah v'oshem v'nosav ono. Ma'amish in the sky v'nalos v'yodah v'sar tleh. All of you, so adam sar chazir. No chatik ha-stopper shul shuv and stopper shul chel on makro. V'nosav savono, etc. Dafka hosom. Sh'no al ha-sofe kodem shochal. So you should have checked. Ham lo no al ha-sofe racha shochal. Avi ones. Bonus Rachmana Patres, no Aveir, Raimi, Amir, Beitz of Chafei. Hefshe v'nituch v'ola, v'udan ha-katzov v'mikan dim v'tor derech eretz, shol yochol odem bos v'kodem hefshe v'nituch, says Toysus. The v'ade lek el yisov v'nishenuch el v'nes b'ches ches heta, im nitre is trefa, v'yachar she'ochol, hu nenesh k'shogei, v'lo kanusim, shol hoi lo l'mar kol kach, shma minu, v'l yach shefshe v'nituch, havi k'ones, Kevin Dein Tzorah B'Dimdok Achas Shmones V'Trefes Yonis Dein Tzorah Kapora Dume Dim Shim Shalom B'Shaz V'Estamos Achatash V'Shtam Afil HaShalom Mikri Ones And it's Shichat Kapora Lohu V'Lohi And it's over. This is very short to the point. Very, very important. This man is that people shouldn't get bent out of shape by guilt. Oh. So now on both sides, what comes out according to this? Rav Shimon says Dom V'Shay Dim Eskav in his water. We suggested, based on Rabbi Chanan and others, that Davar Sheinu Miskaven is an extension of Misasek. True, they're different tenses. Misasek is a past tense and Einam Miskaven is a future tense. And true, they may even come from different limudim. But at the end of the day, as Rabbi Chanan said, based upon the Ran HaChulin, there's a common thread, not considered to be your action. And the same way as Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, not potter, mutter. So too, Misasik, retrospectively, we have suggested, is butter. It's not a Maisa. Aveira. That's the quantity of Shem. Rabbi Yudah says, no! Misasik had no clue something bad was going to happen. Hey, in the sky, man, it's 50-50. You don't know if you're dragging the bench that caused a ditch to be dug or not. You have no idea. It's a 50-50 chance. And therefore we say it's a sfeik of the rice of the chumrah. But I wanted to suggest to both sides, if that's the case, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, they'll tell you, listen, mister, don't drag this bench on Shabbos, because there's a 5% chance it's going to cause a ditch. The fiyani is 90, it's more than even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chiddush nifl v'nar. Why? It's a mir chenu matzui. It's a mir chenu matzui. I can't prove we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. But we had suggested, remember we spoke about the Rishonim who maintained the quantum of Yudah, Dovah Shem Miskav, also only by the rights, not by the Rabbanim. How do we explain it? Sava the rice of the chumra, sava the rabbanon the kula. Very nice. Because sava the rice is only 5%, you're not required to make anything to even worry about it. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, what will happen by a dover ha-mechaveh? You have a mind to do it. Yes, you do have a mind to do it. But you know in advance, only a 50-50 chance it's going to happen. And unfortunately, it happens. What's it in? One for me, and it was a 50-50 chance. According to the Chaim, based on the Gemara, based on the Tosfos, on Shabbos you'd be potter. You know why? Velechus machshavos asutara. The 50-50 chance of it happening or not happening, it's not included in the category of velechus machshavos. Chaim said so. Nonetheless, Rabbi Osai, it seems to me there is a majority chance that it will happen, not a secretion, a majority chance it will happen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, will be an Easter d'oraisa, kal v'chomer, if the minority that it won't happen is a miut she'eno matzui. Easter d'oraisa, period. Easter d'oraisa. And this ties into what I want to talk about much later in the week. Later in the week, something called the kosher switch, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday off the record. So we'll wait till Wednesday or Thursday. So I have in the schedule for the rest of the week right now. Tomorrow is a Tuesday schedule, we'll shear at 10:45, but at 10:45 is a hesper for Avraham Lichtenstein since they had a tzaddik of bracha. So shear is at 9:15. We finish at 10:45. That's the schedule of tomorrow. Wednesday is regular. Thursday is the celebration of Yom HaTzvahut, Muktamadein, and the exact time of the shiur and the exact nature of the shiur will has yet to be determined. Okay. Just want to make this kind of announcement, some people walk in late. Okay, fine. Rabbi Osai, let us now turn to the our attention to the following question. We haven't seen the Gemara Ksubas for a couple of days. We've been so involved in this essay, and it's not really found directly here, but Ksub Reisha is really found here. This is the source for it. Okay, let's open up our website. On that Vava Ben Aleph, there's a long toast about Ksub Reisha, which is, you know, one of the main toasts in the Shas. We read this toast to our website when? Last Monday. It's a whole week since we read this toast. You recall Monday was our first day back after Pesach. We spent the whole day reading Gemara and Tosfos. Now it's a full week later, we're back to Tosfos. We had, you know, we're talking about the Yonim. Just a long way to get back here. I asked you before Shabbos yet to look up a certain source, and I'm going to show you the source right now. A brief analysis as to how you define the machlokes with respect to Psikresha de lo nichale, which is found here in our. In our Tosfos, my folks, Aruch says Psikresh lo nichale is mutter, and Tosfos says Psikresh lo nichale is in fact awesome. So I asked you to look up the Rebbe Chanan Kavashim on this very daf, Ksubas, Os Yud Ches. Let's read it together. The Machlokas Aruch for Tosfos Psikresh lo nichale, the Chora Nira Tama Machlokasu, the Tolly Betama the Mod Rebbe Shemem Psikresh. There's the first one that's Shnei Tama. Aleph. Tobin knows your whole faith, Abolo Sorek. The street can have a psychoration, you can't comb your hair. Because the psychoration you pull out of here is. There's Shloma. The Kaman de Odea de Bistrikoso Yitlo Staris. As you know, when you comb your hair's going to come out. Mikri Mechaven Litlisha. You are labeled as a Mechaven to pull out hairs. The Allah treats you. As Mechavan to pull out hair, even that's not your real Kabbalah, you want us to comb your hair. But since you know in your head that combing hair means pulling out hair, we treat you as if you're Mechavan to pull out hair. Which is, of course, prohibited. You're Mechavan. People call them Shimon, it's us. Abel Hechad lo nichale, akocha reino Mechavan. The guy doesn't have so much hair. Doesn't want to pull any hair out. And then, if the hair comes out, says Rabbi Chanan, listen, you can't say that he wants it because it's lo nichale. Let's chazer again. The Aruch holds the quantum of Hachana, this is very fundamental. And the pshat of the situation is, I do A, which inevitably leads to B. I'm labeled as a mechavin on B, because I was mechavin on A, and I knew that A leads to B, I'm labeled it as a mechavin on B. That's the case. It only makes sense if B is good for me. Result B is not what I want. So even though I'm really fundamentally focused on A, B is going to happen inevitably. And since B is beneficial to me, I'm labeled as a mechavan on B by the halacha. What if I can't stand B? I don't want B. Or it's totally neutral about B. Then Rabbi Chana writes cogently that if it's lo nichalei, how can you call me mechavan on B? B is either harmful to me or neutral to me. I don't want B. Ever with me? This is a very important tzad one of the chakir. What's tzad two? The second tzad of the chakir of Ochan. Base. Came in this srikah secretion of Tlisha. Nimtza. The Tlisha bichlal srikah. Rabosa, this is not, I always tell you Rabosa, the world is divided into two parts. There's the halacha, and then there's the, what we call the riyah, the umdana. Psychology. According to the first chat, we use an expression that the halacha views him as a mechavan on B. So, whether it's mechavan directly or not, since B is an inevitable outgrowth of A, so we label him as a mechavan on B. So it's more in terms of we'll call it, the world of umdana. Is he a mechavan or not? Since it's an inevitable result, halacha labels him as a mechavan. B says, no! Absolutely not! You're mechavan only on A, not on B. Only on A. So you're mechavan only on A, why should be asur? A is a davar mutar. What's the problem? B is the mutar, but you have no outcome on it for B. So if you're mechonan, came in the sriki psikrachel of Tlisha, this is a Tlisha bichlal srika. Visagi v'mashe mechavan the srika, avshe eno mechavan the Tlisha, that Tlisha nichleles v'asrika. What I call, it's called chad maisa. It's one action. It's one action. The pulling out of the hair is incorporated into the act of combing the hair. V'im kain, afilu lo nichalei b'tlisha, ein lepotra m'shemein ha-miskavin. Do miskavin l'srika, u'tlisha b'chlal srika, kevinir shal l'zubu l'zubu. Meiridik. Rabbi Chanan is saying, you're mechavin on A and on A only. Whether B is good for you or not good for you is irrelevant. Because B is included in A. Called Chad Maisa. And A you do want. So if you do want A, you can label the Mechavan on A dash B. A hyphen B. It's one and the same. Meredik Rabchon. Again, it's Chatz. According to the Yorub, the Pshat is, I'm considered to be Mechavan on B. And therefore, if I don't want B, B is not good for me or neutral to me, how can I be called a mechavan on B? So it's more the sequential than according to the Aruch. But according to Tosis, no. I'm a mechavan on A and A only. Then the halacha steps in and calls B a part of A. So whether I want B or not is an irrelevancy. I want A. B is part of A. Sequential lo nichle is also. And what means over? It's fundamental. The, both sides, I can't emphasize enough. This is the chakir of the week. This is it. Right here at Bechonin. This is the Chakir of Segregation. With numerous nachkaminas, which we're going to be discussing one by one. I knew. Then Sora Kavan of the Guf HaMalacha, and the Saga of Masha Miskav, and the Hamaisa, Shamalacha Nechlel as Bob Echreach. Feel it of a portion. She does also be the rice of the Holy Surin, Levad Mishabbos. Then Chilei by Nichalei, Lelochi nichalei, shu yosef for sure. The kasha, mashakasa, the toises, litchos, rice, arm, bim, zalf, and yaka, beishim, the mitzvah, shiny. What I mean? The cave and the yosef and the rice, makocha shalom mitzvah, lahati raisur. Rebbeinu shalom. We don't understand it. Get the pressure from here. Those who argue with the Aruch also meets what the mitzvah, the lochi nichalei. So the rabbanon is it. Where do we find the Rabbanim? We don't understand. Rabbi Smursa. This is about Chanan's kasha. Why should Mitzvah Shani make a bit of difference? one possibility to answer Bechana's question. It's like this. You do action A, and action A leads to result B. So before that, B is included in A. It doesn't matter if you want B, you don't want B. It's irrelevant. It's all called chad mais. One might suggest, it's a bit radical, that if I do action A, and there's nothing, it's a halakhically neutral action, then we can suggest that B is subsumed in A. What's B? B is the prohibited, inevitable result. B is considered one with A, called chad maisa, shatna v'chonan, and therefore, lo nichle won't help at all, because I'm nichle in A. One could suggest that the only time this happens is if A is a neutral act. If A is an act of mitzvah, then you wanna analyze A in a larger context, see what kind of status A may possibly have. You're forced to do it in the context of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is what we call the A. So the B can't sneak in to be called A hyphen B. No. It's A hyphen mitzvah. A hyphen mitzvah prevents me from getting in. That's a radical chiddush, the answer of Chonetz Kasha. Think about it, it's a possibility. Having said this from both sides, let us now analyze the following Tosfos, which is on the Maror HaMakomos. I'm not sure how far you're now fast you're getting through the Maror HaMakomos. To me, this is the most critical part of the sukkah. And also the most lamaisa part of the sukkah as well. Much of what appears in Tosfos in Masechta Ksuvos appears in other Masechtas as well, particularly in Shabbos. But you know how it is, always a few things different. Not always, but usually. There's no exception. There'll be a Chazara also for some of the riots that we saw before in Avon Ksuvos. Pirish Ba'aruch, the Psikration Lo Nichale Kigon She'obavar Dechavre, Kon Be'echa Ache She'ena O'avo. And therefore, there were matter certain things. Situation came in the Schita Zos, Shayayan, no full arts, mutter. Akan Aruch, right? Aruch, we know. Aruch is quoted over here too. Right here in Tosfos and Ksuvos, they quote the Aruch. Okay? The Tosfos quotes in Shabbos Kuf Gimel as well. Look at this now. Venomir, it's wrong. Why is Aruch wrong? The map is worse of the whole team and Alecha, he also, Elamish and Sarah de Gufa. We already put that on last Monday, but it's not before anywhere in Shas. Afa Pishim and Nana Klava being a Pesa, and it's Gavin Klava being a Pesa, other than the Kiva be Alma. Period. So if you assume it's only based upon Sarah's integration, Lo Nichle, is also. What's the Raya of Osai? Next Raya. Macha Chayad is a coats, Sanhedrin that paid Dalit. Reb Shimon, the Lacha Shem Tzricha Legufa Potter, Shem Tzar Ashari. Av HaPi She'eno Nele B'Chabura, Hoya Asur Ilav Mishom, Tzar de Gufa. It would have been Asur. Second round would have been Asur, but the Rabbanan at least. V'hodi Koma Lo Tzricha D'Av Mechavre, not because of the situation of Nichle. No! Hayna Lo Mechayev Chatos, Av Lissur Yika. Why Lo Chiyev Chatos? It's Ein Tzricha Legufa, as it's supposed to Shabbos Kuf Gimel. Should have seen. So the Tosfos is suggesting there, both say, secretion, the Lo Nichle, is usur against the Aruch. Fine. Aye, it says in Zvochim Tzadi Aleph, Hamis Nadev Yayin Leviyo Mezalfo Gabi Oishim, Aye, Akum Mechabim, Ram Shimon, Dobe Shein Meskavim Mutter, Nu, I'm the secretion. Maidlo, I'm the secretion. Why? Shemizalfo betifos dakos. You pour in tiny little drops. It's not going to be strong enough to put out the fire. Inami. Agabe ha'ivorin. Efshli chabayish. You pour the water or the wine on the meat. until it rolls around into the fire. May not put it out. No psikresha, fine. It says in Sukkulam, here's the final point. Hey, mematin biyomtev. You can't remove the berries from the hadassim on yomtev. What's the din when it comes to berries and hadassim? If there are more leaves, it's kosher. If there are more berries, it's kosher. You need the hadassim, just take off the berries, it becomes kosher. But you know how to do that. It's called tikkun mana. You're fixing a non-hadassim, make it into a hadassim. That's not permitted. Frank to Gemara. Oh, Rabbi Lezlin, Rabbi Shimon, I'm a mamatin. How can it be? Metakin mona. Umeshani, konshalikta lachilo. Vidoma shenim miskabin mutter. You want to eat the berries. I mean, berry jam. Nothing wrong with that. Frek the Gemara. It's all sukkah, lam and gimel. I abide in Verov, but I'm a tamayu. So you have over here, sukkah zavov. Mo, the Rabbi Shimon, segregation, aloyamos. Answer the Gemara. Isli Hoshana Achwiti. He has another hadas, which is kosher. He doesn't need this hadas. He needs hadas, so there's no problem. Doesn't need it. Why is it no problem? Why is it a problem? Masha Kapirish Aruch! The Shaino Nene Mutter Alpha Gaza Ipsic Ratio. Hey! The Aruch is right. You have plenty of hadassim in your drawer. You don't need another kosher hadass. Even though it doesn't pull off the berry, and so now there's a majority more leaves and berries, has whether you like it or not, made the hadass kosher. It's mutter anyway. You know why? Psikreshul lo nikolay is mutter. Often a befurish gemara sukkulam is given like the aruch. V'lekel lemeimar kevan dis liyashana yiserto. Ain't no matakin klum. Oh, no. No. If it's a tikkun, it's a great nikolay is awesome. Hip says it's not a tikkun at all in the first place. Can't be, says Tosis. Why can't it be? It sounds good to me. It came. Amai kasa omar hasam. The sabala kavua. Rabbi Lazar Shimon holds like his father. The yama dava shenim eskabim mutter. Forget it. It's het degamor. Even the quote of Yehuda, it should be mutter, because he didn't do anything wrong. Zero. So that's for us, obviously not correct. Someone called all of us called Shimon. Here's the kila. Miyesh lomar. To also tikkun muat kimo miut anovim lo osir elam v'derabonon lo gozru chachamim k'she'eno nene. Whoa. What's this all about? The Tosis is saying over here in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, I went off the last line. That psikresha lo nichole is awesome by the Raisis. Psikresha lo nichole is mutter by the Rabbanon. Follow me? And we got Tosis and the Beresh. Right there in front of you. Right there. Have a kash. Just want you to make a difference. Famous rule. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon. K'ein the Raisa Tikkun. The psikresha lo nichole is awesome by the Raisa. Should also by the Rabbanon as well. Answer my question. Take a step backwards. That's a fun question. What's halacha by psikresha the nichole by the rabbon? Not only nichole by the rabbon. What do you say about that? Psikresha the nichole by the rabbon. What the answer should be a knee-jerk reaction. Avad asim. Avad asim. What kind of shaila is this? So the shah knee-jerk reaction is not always so healthy. Let's take a look at the Maran Makarmis. I'm going to start with Shulchan Aruch first, because you'll see there's a reason for it, and then we'll work our way back to what Tosfos, which may say what the unexpected conclusion. It's all on your Makarmis. The Rabbon says, the Makarmis sheets are ready from Chav Dalet Nisan, and today is Aleph Iyar. They're a week old. So yeah, I don't expect to finish them by now, but this should be go through them. I'm just getting places. I know it's a long sheet, and I'm not going in the right order necessarily, but everyone should gotta put in hours. You can't just, the Torah doesn't stick at the end by nothing. Rabbi Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a very, very, very smart man. But I knew him when he was in our yeshiva, It was the biggest masvid in the whole yeshiva. I repeat, it was the biggest masvid in the whole yeshiva. He was a married man, a Rosh Hashiva. He was the biggest masvid in the entire yeshiva. He was, his Gemara was always open. He'd run from place to place, literally. He'd jump up the steps two at a time, carrying his svarim. Always running, always learning. That's all he ever said. He was, I'm telling you. So you guys are not as smart as he is. So you guys, zichar yibim by kamashin. If you're not a masvid, you don't put in time, it's not going to fly at the head. It's not going to happen. The lesson to learn from those when they're taken away from us. We have to learn from them. Okay? Anybody here learned Gush? How many years ago?
Three.
Abraham was obviously very far from his prime, but even then you probably saw him in Beis Medrash, maybe even more than you. I'm a soldier. But you're a masman also. He spent his whole life learning. And I can't become a gunner by snapping your fingers or being blessed with a good IQ. And that's we'll call it a necessary but insufficient prerequisite. Okay, about that? That's the most we should all take. Just come to the start on time and learn about smother. Yeah. I'm giving myself most of our mind. You'll never hear the targets. We have to all learn. Let's maybe just show you this Maramakam on the Maramakamis, and then we'll work from it backwards to where I want to go. I asked him to see. I see the Shavuot. I love this thing now. It's the last of the old Rambam Kamos. That's not fair. I can expect that really that. But let's go to the. See, here's what I did. I put all the sheet of the Kubetzes in one big pile. That's maybe after the first two Gemaras, put it all at once. I don't know if you're wading your way through a lot of Shittim HaKubetzes, but it's very important. But let's skip the Shittim HaKubetzes for the moment and go to the Gemaras. Okay, the Gemaras, we'll start with soon. The two Gemaras, one is in Beta, one is in Psachim. We'll do the one in Beta first. There's a reason for why I'm doing it this way. Beta first, okay? Let's turn to Masech to Beta. Let's go over the Maram HaKubetzes. Okay, we're both sides. We're starting Beit Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Watch this. Ever look inside? Toshma, Parson Machzelas Al Gabe Kaveres Dvorim B'Shabbes. You're allowed to put a mat, a remember from Machzelas, mat, on a beehive on Shabbos. B'Chama in the sun, Ne'achama to protect the bees from too much sun. Uvikshamim in the rain, protect them from the rain. Uvilvad, shelo yiskavin lotzud. Exclamation point. You now have kavana to trap the bees. Okay. Says the Gemara. Not going to the Mukta part now. Yilayav Yudos Mukta, Uvavashli Iskavin Lotzud, I go to the quantity of Shimon, Dabadabah Shimon Iskavin Mukta, exclamation point. A lot of exclamation points here, boss. So what is it? Yudah Shimon. Says him, what do you mean? Fetis, brother, Rabbi Shimon, question mark. Vabaye, Barova, Dami, Tavaye, Mode, Rabbi Shimon, Segration, Leomas, exclamation point. Al-Gabar? Yolam, cooler a beauty. Hacha b'mayaskina, the isbay kevi. What's a kevi? A window. There's a window that the bees can fly out. The bees can fly out to us, okay? V'lo teima l'abyudah l'vash lo yiskavin lotzud. Don't say l'vash lo yiskavin lotzud as it had in the original version. No, what should it say? We should say, Aleinu v'vach lo yasenu mitzuda. Pshita. If the bee can fly out the window, so pshita, what would you do? Oh, here's the end of the Gemara, both said the last two lines. Mao de Tema. Bimino Nitso Usur. Rabosai, whatever is normally trapped is prohibited. Trap on Yom Tov Shabbos. Shalom Bimino Nitso Mutter. If it's not normally trapped, it's Mutter. Says the Gemara. Kamash Malon. No. What's Kamash Malon? What is Kamash Malon? How would you say trap? What's Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon what? Kamash Malon what? What's Kamash Malon? Whenever it says Kamash Malon, it means we're rejecting one of the assumptions that the Gemara had before. A couple of assumptions. And we're going to reject one of the assumptions that the Gemara had before. The question thus becomes, which of the assumptions are we going to reject? Parshat Pshat, I would say, it means, even though Kvorin are Ein B'mino Nitzot, Afal Pikein is Asim Adrabonon. Isn't that how you learned? I'm asking you an honest question. How'd you learn? If you saw the Gemara, if you didn't see the Gemara, don't answer my question. If you saw the Gemara, this is the... All right, let's read it again. Read it together. Come on. Pshita. Mao de Tema B'mino Nitzot Asim. Shlomi Bino Nitzot is Mutter. Kamash Mutter is Shlomi Bino Nitzot is Asim Adrabonon. If it's normally chapters of the right, so what's the Rabbanan? That's the Parshat Pshat. That's the Parshat Pshat. Let's take a look and see how the Mefarshim understand it. We'll turn to Simon Shin Tez Zayin, Rabbosai, in Orachayim. Let's start the tour. It's always good to start the tour. Says. Take a look. Kol davar shebimino nitzot chayev. Ein bimino nitzot potter avalosa. As we just said a second ago. He goes zvuvim af al pi shein bimino nitzot also letzudan. Fine. L'chein kozav bala trumets. She also linol b'shabes ha-teva shesh b'zvuvim. Aliyitin sakin al shudava ben akisu l'teva b'inin shiyuchlo atlatis mishan. They release is the tour. Shein tzor, the doctor was saying. Shein ha-zvuvim ha-nitzot in b'teva. Shein bo l'ftoach ha-teva v'litin v'yivruchu. It's not considered to be trapped at all. V'lo domi l'dvorim b'kaveres. T'chotoni porsim ha-chselsim ha-kaveres l'vashu yichavim l'otzud. No, it's different. Ki ha-kaveres k'tanehi v'advorim nitzot in bo. Period. V'yod. T'b'kaveres guf ha-kotoni Uvashi Chavin Lotzud, Alma Kilo Machavin Shari. What? Didn't we just reject that? Didn't we just reject that, Rabosai? Then what changed the Gersa? Don't say Uvashi Chavin Lotzud. What do you say? Uvashi Yasenu what? Mitsuda. So what does this mean? What's he talking about over here? What's the Torah saying? Take a look at the portion of the Torah. Of course, we start the Beis Yosef. It's number one. Take a look together. The Gemara still, he quotes him on Shabbos, where it says, Uvashi is kind of loves it. It says in Beitza, Ipsik Resha, it has a window. And it should mean, Lord, you have sent him through the Pirish Rashi, has a chalonos, Yesh Mitzvah Noseh, Afal Pisha Mechases, Pia, you cover on the top. Ain't no need sold him, and Lord, you have sent him a chalonos, you can fly out the window. Says Tosfos, this is the one I asked you to see. This is the Tosfos I asked you to see. This is very, very important. Watch what it says. Uvavad she has sent him to the Pirish Bekuntris, shelo yichase bo kol hachalonis. Rabbi Yehuda, asur Rabbi Shimon Mutter. The guy made Kora, ki bo aluk meki Rabbi Shimon Mashmalei, the bechol inyin mairi, afilu lasosu came to the list of kol hachalonis. I betema, Hamod Rav Shimon Besigreisha V'lo Yomos. Whose kasha is this? Whose kasha is this? This is Tosfos kasha. Whose kasha is this? Who else has this kasha? The Gemara has this kasha. What Tosfos has this kasha? The Gemara has this kasha. Let's open the Gemara again one more time. This is the Gemara's cash. Here we go. Frecht the Gemara, Mosai. Vabayber, all by the time of the Sim Shop Gemara's. Toses the Gemara's Kasha. Well, then, who thinks that Toses is the Kasha without looking at the Gemara? That's totally absurd, yeah?
I forgot where it was, but one of the footnotes, a couple of the footnotes, they said that a lot of Rishon weren't Gurus that
much. Exactly. The Marashah already said that. That's in the Ma'am Makamas. There's Tosis and the Masha. Masha said, Tosis did not have this Girsa in the Gemara. That's why Tosis has the Gash himself. Okay, very good. You saw it for sort of Masha. Yeah, that's what you saw it. Let's take a look back at base, guys. That's where we came from. Because Tosis has this Gash, Pierce Rame Evro, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Mairi, Sheesh Chor, Cotton Mekaveres. Ach, ain't no near it. It's a small little hole. Vim kein lo havi psigresho. Ur Rabbi Shimon Mutter, Rabbi Yudah Dosa, Afil Adama Shimon Miskavin, Boi Chor Goro, Shein Nira, Rav Ramos says, Bina Kaveres. End quote. Tosus gives the S to Mark Kach, gives the Mark Teretz. There's no psigresho in that case. Rav Magid says, fine. He says, Masherotzer Rabbeinu the Tur, Litchos Dibei Balat Shuma with the Katoni Lavashri Iskaven Lotzud, Alma Kila Mechav in Shari, Ein Bedichus Amamish. Shekvon is Bar the Bina Namish Lo Yim in Tzon the Mechreach. Kech Lave Psegresh Rabbeinu Shalaylo. He quotes the Gemara as we have the Gerus Tosis said on his own. Yeah, watch this now. If you wanted to deflect the Balat Shuma again. What did the Balat Shuma say? Let's not forget what the Balat Shuma said. Because the Balat Shuma, you can't close the box which has flies in it, right, etc., etc. Says the Helig of Beis Yosef. Watch this. Really, you want to push it aside? This is what he said. Shani dvorim de kaveres himokam shem yitzodin. Avos vuvim de teva lo havim mokam tzedasa. Not consider it those until you grab them in your hand. Or here's the most important line of all. Ina. Ad kan lo osir Rabbi Shimon lifros rachtselas ala kaveres psikresha ele bedvorin shemimino nitzo toza daraisa avul zvuvim shemimino nitzo kol heicho shenim eskavin shari afagav the psikresha. Bingo. The Halig of Beis Yosef, no less, Maran, Bet Yosef, said, Psikresha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. And when the Gemara said Kamash Malon, what was the Kamash Malon? That the Varam is what? B'mino Nito. We said Pshat before, the Pashat Pshat, the Gemara, as we saw it. What's the Kamash Malon? Let's take a look back at the Gemara for a second. So keep repeating on it just to see it one more time. We learn Pshat in the Gemara, but I think it still is a simple Pshat according to our gears that we have over here. What does it say? Mao de Teva, Bino Nitzel, Shalom Bino Nitzel, Mutter. We said, Kamash Malon, that Shalom Bino Nitzel is awesome. He said, no. Kamash Malon, that Devorah, Bino Nitzel. Otherwise, it would have been Mutter. Stick right with our bonus is Mutter. What a Pshat. The Maran Bet Yosef said it, not me. Rav Yosef Karo, no less an authority, said it. Wow! What a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od. What a Chiddush Nifla Menorah Ma'od. That's what he says. That's what he says. This is found, Rav Yosef, this is Machlokas. This is, now we're here, in the tour. But we never learned the tricks. Now you go to the tour, you go and press links to get to the Shulchan Aruch right away. Let's do the trick. What does it say over here? Kol shir mina nitzel chayef. Eid mina nitzel, what's the din? Potter avalasar. So zvuvim. It's awesome. That's pashat, that's how we learn, that's how we learn pshat. You can't close a small box, etc. Mamash, exactly what we learned. We learned this, what I call it to be the simpler way. And as a matter of fact, we'll take a look at the various mefarshim here on the Shulchan Aruch. Shar Tzion discusses this matter. Look what he says. Umad the kama v'shem beitz la mevam beitz. Mao the tame odav v'shem mino nitzod v'chule. Komash malon ratzaloma. Komash malon the dvorim nami b'mino nitzod. Barak Beit Yosef says apshat. Av midivrei hagura. Shetzion the misug yizul v'chule the odav v'shem b'mino nitzod haser. Mash v'kipshuta. As I told you. What's kipshuta mean? That even she never mina nitzo, it's also any of the rabbanon. That karachok the dvarim ain't the mina nitzo. She the kosafti mishne brura shkei mashem eagro. Now this is in tezvav. You see, let's go back to see the mishne brura itself. Hiddle zvuvim, this was going on. Udvarim mashem beis Yosef. Should be chlal, should be mina nitzo. Avo shapos can plead yaleh. Kama should be grown. As we just explained why. Fundamental dispute, haylam pshat, maskonas and gemara, the surah of gemara, and base on the flam of babam and base. Of course, the question of also is, how can anybody say differently? That shlom mina nitzo is mutter. That's Shulchan Aruch said it's us. But some say it's mutter. And the only reason the Dvarim is us, because we don't need so, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. What Gemara? The Gemara says in the Sechta Shabbos, we saw this once before, I'll show it to you again. On Shabbos. We'll discuss the Masechta Shabbos from both sides. The Pasha Pshat Gemara, which we call the, when Mishabru calls Kipshuta, and that Shalom Amino Tzitzo is also the Rabbanan. What's the next word? What's the next word? Huh? Potter. What does potter mean? Potter avalasa. Potter pshat. Potter avalasa. What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Oh. Well, let's take a look over here since we're in the Shulchan Aruch. So where are we? Sick ratio. Afal gav the dvorim ein bemino nitzo beta masho bach all against whom? Maran. Imkei leki said the raisa. Afilu haki asked the mishum sick ratio. Look what I wrote in simen shin yudalid sif aleph. What's he intimating over here? All these classical Svarim Asul. The Psik Resha is also by the Rabbanans. Who are they? The Marsha, the Bach. Look what I wrote in Simon Shin Yudal, Sif Aleph. where there are those who disagree. Guess who disagrees? Guess what his name is? Rabbi Yosef Karo. Not surprising. Maran ben Yosef here in Shinta Zayin. What did he say? Psikresha by the Rabbanans are mutter. I'm discussing now lo nichle, even nichle, the pshuta. All psikresha by the Rabbanans, we don't know why yet. It says, look back at Shin Yudal and Sephalas. We have no choice but to look there. Since he said to look, we have to look. Again, the question is, what is saying Shin Yudalat? Well, we don't know. We were living in Shin Tazayin. Let's see, it just so happens, it's mamish so close, two sifim earlier. Let's talk to Shulchan Aruch. It's Shin Yudalat. If the Magen Rabbah had to look there, we have to look, right? He told us to look. We're supposed to look citations, even if we're not told to look. Come home, we're told to look. Right? What'd it say? Look at this. Interesting case. V'im yesh bo nekev chodosh, there is a new hole in a barrel. Im l'harchivo osur, if you want to make that hole wider, you may not do so. Ramo, uvilvad she's having the kach. Even though it's obscuration. Says the Ramo, the Dafka Shotio Gamke Pamakas, you would go. Avlo Tilo Yo, Osir, that obscuration. Those the neck of the peasant of the Chavis. Who said so? Truma Sadesh and Simon Samach Dalid. Obscuration is also. What did the Chavis say? The Chavis didn't know that obscuration is also. How can that be? How can that be? What's going on over here? So the Mogen Avraham is bothered by over here too. And the Mogen Avraham asks this question. Watch this. I think this is correct. See you soon. Baruch Hashem, you got it right. Watch this. He quotes that Truma Sadeshin. What does he say? Sakin at the kua bechavis Irish otzio bechnisa bechol lapsigreshu. She also the neck of the mighty rabbi sakin of the beni urbi talks of a shofa. Kach lapsigreshu. That was a psigreshu be prohibited. Why? I shall have a doraisa. Add kind of the truma sedesh. Bevuah truma sedesh tzvile. What is he saying? Look what he says. So there's no obsecration. Because if there will be obsecration, I'm going to agree, it's also a doraisa. Obsecration with doraisa, it's chuliyama. What do you see from this Truma Sadeshin, Rabbosa? What do you see from here? That if it will be a malacha de Rabbana, look at the words, Mokan Avraham. The obsecration of malacha de Rabbana is through the Truma Sadeshin, the mutter, permissible. Same as Maran Ben Yosef said in Shin Tazayin, he was over here in Shin Yudalin. What's his right from the Mordechai Perek Azorek? The Mata Lishpoch Mayim Afal Pish Yor the Carmelis, Kave and Enem Eskaiman Chetz of the Chutz. Afagat the Psik Reshu, Ayin Shom. I think this Mordechai may have been in the Maran Makomis. Says it's here. It's Mordechai Simish and Shabbos. Simon, Shin, Ayin, Hey. Let's get to it. I don't want to lose this. We should see these things in the original sources. We have also the original sources are so important. We've shown them, Kadmonim. Let's see what they say. The Mordechai. We reached that point. Just when I said it's important to see the sources, that's where the sources stop coming. That was the nicest stuff. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Let's see if we manage this over here. Shabbos. What do we say? Siman Shin Ayin Hey. Which parak is it? Parak Hazorik. Parak Hazorik. Oh, Shinayin Hey. A Wasserstein. What's that? Wasser is water, Stein is rock. Evan Ashokas. Shovchim Mayim Rishis HaYachim, Vashovchim Mekalchim Rishis HaRabim. So it says like this. Since it's a Carmelist, Rabbi Osai. The cave and the Carmelist in who hoiler later. The kocho be Carmelist lo gozer. It says in Shabbos up kufa mit beis, gabi svina. Shovchin didei heichad shodolu bash adofni svina. The kocho be Carmelist lo gozer abonim. Whole lesson. They're not going to make a mistake. But here, they made it. It's a gzeira otu. Says the Mordechai, no gzeir bimutta. Rebbeinu Shalom, it's a psik reisha. Who cares if any miskaven? Says the Trumas Hadeshen. You see from here the psik reisha by the rabbanon. It's mutta. That's the right they bring from this Mordechai. Look, Mordechai Perek Azorek, the mata lishpoch mayim afal pi shiur the kamas came and shenim miskaven to the chutz afal gadim psik reisha and shom. It's obviously psik reisha. Says the Bavan Avraham, I don't like this. It's true, this is what the Trumas Hadeshen says. Doesn't mean I have to agree with what he says. What does he say over here? Watch this. Gamma Shekosav Lahatib Segration has been meted the Rabbanon, the Chekosav Simon Samachvav of the Trumas Hadeshen. Tzarechir! To be Simon Shin Yudvav. What do we call that? What do we call Shin Yudvav? No? Hello? We don't use the word yud vav. What do we call it? Shin tezayin. It just came from there. By the flies. The Meshim and Shin tezayin, Simtal, Yisim Behedja, the Yosur. Depends who you ask. If you ask Maran, it's mutter. Right? Yeah. Hold on, not done yet. Talmud Aruchu. So before Shigemar. Before Shigemar. Vechen Kosa Tosa Shabbos Kuv Gimel. Sof the Masal Tzricha. That's what we just saw. We saw the Tosis. It's only psikration the low nichle by the rabbana this mutter. But psikration the nichle by the rabbana would be yasser. Chen mashu simen shin lamazayin sif av sof sif bezayin shom. I toast the psochim says it's mutter na fafei. No. Haide b'derech ein lomar. Awol fi emes asser. Chen mashu simen reisha and zayin sif av sif gimel. I the Rosh writes in Psachim, Psikresha also the Chomidi de Oraisa. Nirali the Nafta Mishum Shari Surim and Shom. Abul Chulam Psikresha to the Chomidi de Rabbanon. Also, I write from the Mordechai. Ain't right, Klum. Ain't right. The Hossam, Elo Ovid Midi, Afilu Yotz in the Shusarabin, Lekla Yisura. He didn't do anything. El de Rabbanon Gozru, Marisha Sarabin, the Carmel, Islo Gozru. Shekshaina miskaven lotzia, the cave and then a miskaven, lo osi lotzia the head, it's garnished. Like I feel enough, it's garnished. But in the psikresha by the rabbanon, the quote of the Magan Avraham would be prohibited against the Truma Sedeshen. This is a main, big time achlekes gedolia poskin. It all starts, Rabbi Osai, with the Dvorin. That's how we started, Sharon. That's how we started. Oh, that's how we started. So Rabbi Yosef Karz Lashitasa. Kamashla means the what? The Isa Doraisa, and that's why it's also psikration. Pump fakert! It's arrived from the Gemara, Sura Gemara, that psikration by the Rabbanan is mutter. Because the Kamashmalan is Dvam Bimino Nitzo, as Rabbi Yosef Karz said, that implies that not for that would have been mutter. So what do you see? Psikration by the Rabbanan is mutter. Wow. Wow. We already pointed out, as was mentioned before, in Beitza. No. Here. The Ma'asharei points this out, it's on the Makoros. But the Ma'ashar say, call to Tosis, Tema, yes, the Gemara's Kasha, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Watch this. It wasn't in their text. Who made a mistake, Rabbi Osai? Who made a mistake? And they put it into the Gemara. It doesn't belong there. Oh. So the next Masha says, Ma the Tema Mabino Nisaras of Achule, Mari Karo, or Achaim Shin Yudvok, again, Kosav Litchos Divre Sefer Achuma, the Osu Lino Tema Bishabas and Shimdu as Vuvim, Shinit Sodibo, Dal Kocha Loka Asfina Rab Shimon, Hava Bishim Segresha, says the Heliger, Masha, Benela Mimenu Sugi the Hacha, the Kama Behedja, the Dvaram Mimikri, Ain't a Mino Nitzo. There's no such Gemara. That's the Pshat, that's the Posh of Pshat in the Gemara. Kamash Malon, the Dila Mimino Nitzo. It's also Ben Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Kai says, no, Kamash is Mimino Nitzo. And that's why it's also, because the Doraisa. Had it been the Rabbanah, Psikresha, the Rabbanah says, Mutter! Rabbi Yosef Karo is consistent in Shin Tezayin and Shin Yudalad. This is Rabbi Yosef Karo's Shita, Rabbi Osai. This is his Shita. Could be, Rabbi Osai. It's a Machlokas Hasugyus. He already pointed out in the Masha that the Gemara and Shabbos left this out. So we think it's just a mistake over here in Beitzah. The alternative is, not a mistake. Not a mistake. It's a machlokes. Let's take a look. The Bach. What does he say? Mino Nitzo, he goes to the Sugya, Bala Chuma, quotes the Gemara Masechta Beitza. Watch this. After my the Kamel, Rabbi Shimon, the Kamel, Rabbi Sikresha, Hal Gabi, Zvuvim, the Teva, just like Dvorim, the Kaveres, the Mordechai, yeah. Nuli Ashik, Rabbeinu Sova, the Tur, Kevin, the Beperek, Kira, Mashma, the Hedge, Ipcha, Rabbi Shimon, Afilo, Lesbe, Kavinami, Shari. What's that in Shabbos, Mem Gimel? Here I'm Shimon, Dabar Shimon Miskavim Mutter, Mutter. That's the Mukta. What do you have to? Here Rabbi Yehuda, and Miskavim is also. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, my Babashi is Miskavim Lo. So she said, Mitzuda. With Lo Kama Absugi V'Tizbar Rabbi Shimoni, Alma Chesvila Rabbi Shimon Nicha Dishari Belo Miskavim. I feel a Lo Shavim the Ravcha. I hold Psik Reisha. No, half Psik Reisha. Lo nichale shunitzodim. Lo yuchlots min akaver shirotz lo shiets adzvarim l'sod l'echol prochim tomid k'asu dvash usvir le rabbeinu dahach sugya ikar. Because this is this place in Masechta the Shabbos. And therefore, sugyas hafuchas and the rabbanan were mekil. Rab Shimon's mutter legami. What's he saying over here? A psikureishon by the rabbanan. Is mutter by the Rabbanans. So it comes out, Sikresha by the Rabbanans is mutter, like the Gemara in Shabbos against the Gemara in Beitzah. The pseudo Gemara in Beitzah, as we said, my there's no such Gemara. Rabbi Osai, when all this is said and done, at the end of the day, we are traditional Jews. Would you say? We follow, since we Ashkenazim anyway, we're more likely to follow the Mishnah Brura. That's what we follow. We're not gonna stray from the Mishnah Brura. We are Mishnah Brura. We learn the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Tan Zion. No, wrong place, wrong place. Where should you doubt? What's this? Oh. So let's just do a little bit of the links a second. Okay. We found it where Mishnah Berurah in. We are playing Mishnah Berurah. We try to follow Mishnah Berurah, be good Jews. Tell us about good Jews. I can't resist telling a story. I meant good Jews. I was at my brother made a wedding, and it was Shabbat brothers. So I was in Kew Gardens. Okay. So I was about Shachris, and put on the Sefer Torah, and I'm about to go out to my seat. He says, "Don't go. There's no Kohen." He wants to call me up as a Lev Bimkom Kohen. I said, "We don't do that." The Rabbi had a whole shiur about that 2 days in Rashi, in Masechta Gittin, which is the part of Chavila, called me Yisrael. The brother said to me, "He has to call me up." And he was making flattering, even if you're not the Levim Kom Kohen, but Rav Kori B'Kahana, he's giving me also. He said, the Rav was against me. Oh. I had a story with the Rav, my brother told me. I was about Kohen, and the Rav was in the room, and there was no Kohen in the room. So my brother didn't know what to do. So he went over to the Rav and said, "Rebbe, there's no Kohen here. Should I be choshish for the day in Rashi that says he can't call up a Levi in the first of the year?" The Rav told him like this, "Do whatever a good Jew would do." "What do you do?" "I call up the Rav, of course." He called up a Levi and become Kohen. The Rav, the whole shtickle turn, why is it? The Rav didn't say no. They do whatever a good Jew would do. If a good Jew would call up the Rav, so he called up the Rav. So yesterday, my brother used that story to call me up. Let me remind him, so do what a good Jew would do. Good Jews follow Mishnah Berurah, and we try to be good Jews. Okay. Watch this. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this very question. How do we paskin in this shaila? Watch. Watch this. Watch. The Mechaber holds, even though it's a Psik Reisha, came in the Yisur, Iki Yisurak Med Rabbanan, Sri the Shari, came in the Meskaber Lezeh. There's an important word over here. Iki Yisur. Keep that in mind for later. This is a Yisur. Iki Yisur. It's Rabbanan, Psik Reisha Mut. Das er amol lachlo kolo. Dap the Shotzia Bamachas Bimol Yom. Not a Psik Reisha. Otherwise, Osir. The Psik Reshu, the Avim Psik Reshu, the Avim also the Yisurim Rabbanon, Psik Reshu, also Avim Milsa the Rabbanon, period. The Machlokas, the Mechab, and the Ramo, how do we Paskin? And Yenik, Radin, Iskimu, Hamog, and Avrom, earlier Rabba, Vagro, Rabbi Kiva Eger, good Jews, right? The Psik Reshu, also Avim Milsa the Rabbanon. He passes the Rabbanon. Now I both say, can I ask you a question? The famous machlokas toast in the Arab. How do we pass it? Everyone knows. The whole world, everyone knows it's machlokas. Everybody knows. Toast says Psik Reisha Nichlid is mutter. Is asur in the Arab because it's mutter. How do we pass it? Like that's it. We're Ashkenazim, especially. You know, even the Mechal pass it. We'll see soon. Open up our both sides. We'll see soon. In the Shulchan Aruch. All is all on the Yamar Mekomos, guys. There's no excuse not to know this. Except laziness. That's not a good excuse. Here we go. Simen Shin Chof. Sif Yud Ches. On Yom HaMakom Hashit. Guess what? Ksubas Abov. Haimus Sukhrais and Nezaisa. Made it into the Mechaber. Made the cut. What does it say? Chav is she pikkakel b'pkak shel pishton listal nekash b'dofno shemotzin b'ayayin yesh mi shematir afal pish yefsh shelo yischov. Who's this? Who's speaking? Who's matir b'tzimesh lo nichole? Who? Yorach. Who shall ye tap the clean? The cave and then after Meskita Zoo, Halipsigresha, Bloni Chaleya Mutter, Yorach. Says Maran, the Cholko alone, the Yamru, the Alpha Gablo Nichale, Kevinipsigresha Osir, period. Oilam, the oil was always tricky, the unpredictable oilam. But oilam, Nogin had the Medavar, Bishlava, Lam's Chutz from a different perspective. The came into a barza, Ruka, Chutz, and Norris, and young Magas and Norris, the handle, Mutam, Bidi, the Havia, Sfug, it's all Sugas and Gamar, Ribbon. Yes, the Gam Gamba, Tovlan Higam, Shoyel, Klitas, Achabit, Bishosha, Pokim, my Nekev, and Bosai is saying we should be Machbir. Segregation of the Lonichale is also against the Yoruch. So now I have the following question to ask you. Listen very, very carefully on both sides. If Psik Resha Lonichale is also, you saw that in the Shulchan Aruch. Mr. Brewer confirms it. And Psik Resha, I must listen very carefully to every word. And Psik Resha, the Lonichale is. Excuse me. And Psik Resha, the Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon is also Asa. Let me just show you Mr. Brewer over here. I shouldn't think I forgot about the Mr. Brewer, but Mr. Brewer, right? The Mr. Brewer says over here in Simon, Shin Chav Sivkot Nun Gimel, Psik Resha Asa, but the Rabbanon, Abba Chiyuva Lek of Psik Resha Lodichale Chuliyama, why? So Malacha Shin Etzricha Lugufa. Okay? Fine. But in other Malachas, Shari Surah Torah, the Rosh of Psik Resha Lodichale Chuliyama Asa, you serve in a Torah. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah is passing the Pshuta, like the Rimachra in the Shaila. So I'm asking you a question, Rav Osai. If the Mishnah Berurah passes the Psik Resha by the Rabbon and the Rasa, and the Mishnah Berurah passes the Psik Resha Lo Nichle, is also Rasa. And that's what we saw. How do you put together the two of them, come up with a head? We saw the Tosfos, the very, very important Tosfos, our first Mara Malkum here. What do we see? What does it say? Also, tikkun muad kmo miyad anavim lo esel med rabbanan lo gazru chachamim she'eino nena. What does it say over here? Psik reisha lo nichalei is also against the yoruch. Psik reisha by the rabbanan is also also, as the Maharam quote from the Tosfos. You put the two together. Psik reisha lo nichalei by the rabbanan. Suddenly becomes mutter. When I was young, they taught me 0 + 0 = 0. How are you taught? So the segregation of Rabbanon is awesome. Segregation of Nichole is awesome. Put the two together, son of the Kaz Moshe. What's the So I only have 3 minutes to stay my chat. Obviously, we're starting. Come tomorrow 9:15, we'll get the beautiful conclusion. Not 0 + 0 = 1. It's a half and a half equal one. I'll give you the answer now in outline form. And Rabbo said, all goes back to Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. What's Pshat of Segregation? It's Segregation of Mechavin. And Rabbi Chanan said, if that's Pshat of Segregation, Segregation of Nichole is Muslim, you're not a Mechavin. Or, as what I call, it's called Chad Maisa. It's one action. Even though you don't care about B, it's irrelevant. You care about A. A and B is one. So Rav Chanan had a half of the Chakir. As far as Lo Nichole, he said it depends. If it's a Mechaveh, it's Mutter. Because here it's not a Mechaveh, Lo Nichole. If it's Chad Maisa, it's Aser. I propose to tell you, just in outline form, that the status of Psikration by the Rabbanan is exactly the reverse. If you call Psikration to be a Mechaveh, it'll be Aser. Pashtetu should be Aser. We all say it's Aser. Everyone in the room said it's Aser. Call a Tikkun Banik and the Rise of Tikkun. But if you say a Lomdus of Chad Maisa, then for a reason, I'll start now in 2 minutes, and we'll finish tomorrow. If the Pshat is Chad Maisa, that may not apply to Yisurim Midrabbanan. Who in this room wants to suggest something? Why the Svar of Chad Maisa would not apply to Yisurim Midrabbanan? Why? Why? That's for a reason. Ah, the Meshech Chochma. That's the answer. The Meshech Chochma says, that there is no Maisa Isim in the Rabbanu. All the Rabbanas are prohibited. You know why? Lo Sasu Yamanu Smol. You're rebelling against the Chazal. When are you rebelling against the Chazal, Rabbi Osai? In a head-on rebellion. They say, don't do this, and I do it anyway. That's a rebellion. But what happened? They say, don't do this. I don't do this, I do that. Because that leads to this. If this, which is prohibited, is a Easter of Maisa, we apply the Svarav Chad Maisa. I did that. That is an action. This is an inevitable result of that. And that and this is one and the same. Chad Maisa, it's also Medaraisa. But if the old Easter is Derabonon, and it's a different, sure, came the right of Tikkun. But one fundamental distinction. All the Rabbanas are not an Easter of Maisa. They're only Easter of merit, of rebelling. Not called a rebellion if you don't rebel directly. Oh. Just to finish in 1 minute. Comes out, Rabbi Osai, we'll get to the details tomorrow. Comes out that if you hold the first time of the Chakira, Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is Mutter, and Psik Reishit the Rabbanon is also. If you hold the second time of the Chakira, Psik Reishit Lo Nichalei is also, Rabbi Chonah taught us, Psik Reishit the Rabbanon, we suggest it's Mutter. Who's right? They're both right. One of those usual Chakiras, where they're both right. So psik reisha lo nichle, we ask her why? Chad maisa. Psik reisha de nichle ba de rabbanon, we ask her why? A machaven. Psik reisha de lo nichle ba de rabbanon is butter. Why? It's not a machaven because it's lo nichle. It's not a chad maisa, it's de rabbanon. Think about it for a minute. Not for a minute, for a day. Almost a day. 9:15 tomorrow, the Shem, we resume. We'll try to amplify upon this Chakira and go through the whole story with this Chakira. Okay? Good. As far as Shabbos, we're having more.